Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Saturday, June 6th. Happy Saturday. We're continuing on in the story of Joseph today. Yesterday, Matt Rich read to us about Joseph's dreams, and didn't you just want to say, "Keep it to yourself, Joey"? Joseph told his brothers the dreams he had, and they were not pleased. Well, today we're going to see the ramifications of this. His brothers are very jealous of him, and they end up selling him into slavery. Genesis 37, starting in verse 12. Now his brothers had gone to graze their father's flocks near Shechem. And Israel said to Joseph, "As you know, your brothers are grazing the flocks near Shechem. Come, I am going to send you to them." "Very well," he replied. So he said to him, "Go and see if all is well with your brothers and with the flocks, and bring word back to me." Then he sent him off from the valley of Hebron. When Joseph arrived at Shechem, a man found him wandering in the fields and asked him, "What are you looking for?" He replied, "I am looking for my brothers. Can you tell me where they are grazing their flocks?" "They have moved on from here," the man answered. "I heard them say, 'Let's go to Dothan.'" So Joseph went after his brothers and found them near Dothan. But they saw him in the distance, and before he reached them, they plotted to kill him. "Here comes that dreamer," they said to each other. "Come now, let's kill him and throw him into one of these cisterns and say that a ferocious animal devoured him. Then we'll see what comes of his dreams." When Reuben heard this, he tried to rescue him from their hands. "Let's not take his life," he said. "Don't shed any blood. Throw him into the cistern here in the wilderness, but don't lay a hand on him." Reuben said this to rescue him from them and take him back to his father. So when Joseph came to his brothers, they stripped him of his robe, the ornate robe he was wearing, and they took him and they threw him into the cistern. The cistern was empty. There was no water in it. As they sat down to eat their meal, they looked up and saw a caravan of Ishmaelites coming from Gilead. Their camels were loaded with spices, balm, and myrrh, and they were on their way to take them down to Egypt. Judah said to his brothers, "What will we gain if we kill our brother and cover up his blood? Come, let's sell him to the Ishmaelites and not lay our hands on him. After all, he is our brother, our own flesh and blood." I just have to chuckle there. Let's don't kill him. Let's just sell him into slavery. All right, sorry, I digress. His brothers agreed. So when the Midianite merchants came by, his brothers pulled Joseph up out of the cistern and sold him for 20 shekels of silver to the Ishmaelites, who took him to Egypt. When Reuben returned to the cistern and saw that Joseph was not there, he tore his clothes. He went back to his brothers and said, "The boy isn't there. Where can I turn now?" Then they got Joseph's robe, slaughtered a goat, and dipped the robe in the blood. They took the ornate robe back to their father and said, "We found this. Examine it to see whether it is your son's robe." He recognized it and said, "It is my son's robe. Some ferocious animal has devoured him. Joseph has surely been torn to pieces." Then Jacob tore his clothes, put on sackcloth, and mourned for his son many days. All his sons and daughters came to comfort him, but he refused to be comforted. "No," he said, "I will continue to mourn until I join my son in the grave." So his father wept for him. Meanwhile, the Midianites sold Joseph in Egypt to Potiphar, one of Pharaoh's officials, the captain of the guard. The entire time I'm reading this, I'm thinking about God's redemptive plan, this beloved story that we remember that what others meant for evil, God is planning to use for good. We'll continue to discuss more about Joseph's story next week, but let's move on over to the Psalms, to Psalm 146. In the first two verses, praise the Lord is mentioned four times. It's kind of like, hey, get to the point, praise the Lord. And then in verses 3-5, the futility of putting our praise in princes or human beings is noted. Rather, we should put our hope in the Lord, who is there to help us. In verse 6, we're reminded, as we're often reminded in the Psalms, that God is the maker of heaven and earth. He is the creator God, and He remains faithful. Verses 7-9 remind me of Luke chapter 4, verses 42 and 43, the passage that Jesus quotes when He goes into the synagogue and talks about His own ministry, that the Spirit of the Lord is upon Him because He has anointed Jesus to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent Jesus to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, and proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. As I read verses 7-9, see if you can find the parallels there. The psalm ends with another reminder that the Lord reigns, therefore we should praise the Lord. Psalm 146. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, my soul. I will praise the Lord all my life. I will sing praise to my God as long as I live. Do not put your trust in princes, in human beings who cannot save. When their spirit departs, they return to the ground. On that very day, their plans come to nothing. Blessed are those whose help is the God of Jacob, whose hope is in the Lord their God. He is the maker of heaven and earth, the sea and everything in them. He remains faithful forever. He upholds the cause of the oppressed and gives food to the hungry. The Lord sets prisoners free. The Lord gives sight to the blind. The Lord lifts up those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous. The Lord watches over the foreigner and sustains the fatherless and the widow. But He frustrates the way of the wicked. The Lord reigns forever. Your God, O Zion, for all generations. Praise the Lord. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. Let's do some launching verses work together in prayer. Will you pray with me? Praise the Lord, O my soul, all that is within me. Praise His holy name. May the morning bring news of His unfailing love. I have put my trust in You. Show us the way we should go, Lord, for to You we entrust our lives. Rescue us from our enemies, for we hide ourselves in You. Teach us to do Your will, for You are our God. May Your good Spirit lead us on level paths. I pray that for each of my brothers and sisters who are listening today. We pray for Your wisdom and Your watch care. We pray that You would command Your angels concerning us to guard us in all of our ways. As we make You our fortress, as we find our hiding place in You, O Lord Most High, God Almighty. We want to lift up to You James chapter 1, verses 5 and 6, Lord, asking You for wisdom. It says, if any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. But Lord, help us when we ask to not doubt, but to believe, because the one who doubts is like the wave of a sea blown and tossed by the wind. Lord, we do need your wisdom. Help us to experience your power and your palpable presence. Lord, because you are our shepherd, we don't have to want. We have everything we need, physically, mentally, emotionally, financially, spiritually, socially. Lord, help us to breathe in awareness that you are our shepherd. We shall not want. You lead us in paths of righteousness for your name's sake. You lead us beside the still waters. You restore our souls. And this we call to mind, and therefore we have hope because of the Lord's great love. We are not consumed. His compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Lord, help us to be mindful of your compassion that is new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. In situations, Lord, where we find it hard to believe today, would you remind us of your faithful love? And let us end with this. I say to myself, the Lord is my portion. Therefore, I will wait on him. It is good to wait quietly on the salvation of the Lord. And may we be mindful, as Psalm 146 instructs us, to praise the Lord. Amen.